I'm Aaron Schachter, in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. Russia is in the global spotlight right now, and there are many reasons for that. We're going to open our program today by shining our spotlight on two of them. In a moment, we'll hear just how important the upcoming Sochi Olympics are for President Vladimir Putin. But first, we focus on two young Putin critics who were in jail until recently and are now getting a lot of attention. Pussy Riot members Nadezhda Tolokonikova and Maria Alyokhina spent almost 2 years in prison. They were convicted of hooliganism for performing a punk protest in a cathedral. Since their release, the two have been pushing to create a prisoner rights group. They're scheduled to speak about that at a concert next month in New York. The World's Julia Barton caught up with them in Moscow.
There are at least a couple of documentary films on Pussy Riot, but none had been publicly screened in Russia until Wednesday night. About 100 people pack into a gallery to watch the hour-long film Pussy vs. Putin. Though it's well below freezing outside, it feels like there's a tiny thaw underway in Russia as it stands in the world's spotlight before the country hosts the Winter Olympics. Still, this event wasn't posted on the gallery's website, only via social media. After the screening, Nadia and Masha, as two of the Pussy Riot members are known, told the crowd they've registered a new NGO called Zona Prava, or Zone of Law. Right now we're working on jails. We want to help prisoners, says Nadia Tolokonikova. These are people whom no one talks about, living in horrible conditions. We often hear, what did they do to be in jail? Well, I say, what does it matter? They're people. The crowd here isn't the young hipsters you might expect at a Pussy Riot event. Most are older, the generation of perestroika, and many are already prison reform advocates. After the talk, one older man corners Tolokonikova to discuss who should monitor prison conditions. The gallery walls are filled with posters by Lucine Janyan. She's an artist who protested in front of the prison camp where Tolokonikova went on hunger strike last September. That strike drew global attention to prison conditions in Russia. The question is whether Pussy Riot can be as effective now that they're out of prison and caught up in a whirlwind of art awards, concerts, and even fashion modeling. Masha Alyokhina says none of that stuff means anything to the prisoners and former prisoners they want to help. We call and meet with people who don't know anything about us, she says. We say, hi, this is Masha Alyokhina, or this is Nadia Tolokonikova calling. And we want to hear your stories from behind bars. Not one of these former prisoners knows about us or our situation. Alyokhina says she and Tolokonikova enjoy their relative anonymity here at home. That obscurity exists in part because of a state-controlled media blackout, and also because their style of political activism offends many ordinary Russians, especially when it comes to religion. It's also possible that the Russian government learned its lesson about tangling with Pussy Riot, says this gallery's owner, Murat Gelman. He was a dissident in the Soviet times, and he knows nothing elevates an artist's career like persecution.
When government makes big troubles for art, in the same time, government make art bigger. You sing song, and after you go to the prison, it means that song is powerful weapon.
So for now, Pussy Riot may find themselves ignored by the wider public at home, while their celebrity status grows abroad. For The World, I'm Julia Barton in Moscow.